You're such an asshole.
So we do video responses, and they cost a lot more because I have to open up another browser. I have to select share audio, because why would you share audio? I just love the automatic assumptions that nerds over in Silicon Valley. Why would you want to share the audio? Just who wants to do that? Anyway. This is from Zach. Zach writes, this video is 7 minutes long. Please do a YouTube video response. Also, would you seriously advise men away from dating women who are licensed practicing cosmetologists? Not necessarily. Why would I do that?
I mean, that's not.
I mean, you're not going to be running into, rocket scientists or anything like that over there. But I mean, they're jobs, right? Dude, right now with all those stimmy checks going around, and average young people just, I'm not working. I have a degree in the liberal arts. I'm so smart. anyone who works right now, no matter what the job is quite admirable. So, all right. So let's go now to another thing, another tab. Do I hit play? What do we do? Honest to God. Let's see if I hit play here. Let's see if that works.
Hey everybody, James Yeager here with Tap Response, and I got the terrorist mouthpiece with me. This is go introduce yourself.
I'm Dana McClendon. I am the consigliere to the Camden Mafia and the terrorist mouthpiece.
But what are we going to talk about? What are you going to talk about today?
Today's lesson is, it's a little off the beaten path of tactical response, but it's still something that you can use every day. This is the hot, crazy matrix. It's what you need to know about how to deal with.
Is this the original one? I thought the original one was just him. Now they got hand gesturing guy, the hand gesture podcast. All right. Let me tell you. Okay. Enough exercise. It's like going to Catholic church, like going to a mass, a lot of exercise in mass.
Women and how to analyze the situation that you may be in or want to be in.
Okay. Let's take a look at that right now.
Okay, so this is the universal hot crazy matrix. It's everything a young man needs to know about women. I've developed.
It's every. There should be. Was it the 9 iron laws of Tomasi? I don't know if it's the 9, but we should have like this boiled down, because you can't possibly take in the praxeology, as Rollo would use the 50 cent word, which is what it is. That's a lot, but they are right. Like, it would be nice to have like the top 5 rule. Like, here's everything you need to know. It'd be like 7 rules. This will get you through 92% of the stuff. The remaining 8, you got to go talk. You got to find more videos like that. All right, let's continue on.
I developed this on my own over 46 years of living on the earth. So this is how.
He's my age. Hey, not that I'm in better shape. All right.
It works.
Wait, he's got a gun. Is this like an actual gun? Like, these guys are gun instructors? Okay.
You have your crazy axis and your hot axis.
Maybe this is the original.
Hot is, as usual, measured from 0 to 10. We're all familiar with that. Crazy is measured from 4 to 10, because of course there's no such thing as a woman who's not at least a 4 crazy. So you got 4 to 10. This is your hot crazy line right here.
I'm surprised this hasn't been banned yet. Okay, 13,000. Everyone knows it's in good fun. Okay.
Very important that you keep in mind where the hot crazy line is. As a rule, this is your no-go zone. We do not hang around and date and marry women who are not, at least in our mind, a 5. So this is your no-go zone. You don't go here. We just rule this out. Life is better this way. That's the way it is.
If there, you know what, let's just say you're the average guy. I understand what he's doing. If we were to apply real numbers, that is not how it is. That is not how it is. Guys, I think, will definitely, because we're talking a straight 5, again, linear, Gaussy, doesn't matter. The majority of the population is within a standard deviation plus or minus of 5. So there are plenty of fives and four guys that would go with fours, fives, and threes. And I don't know if there really is a no, but we'll continue on. We want a girl that's reasonably attractive. Okay, I get it.
All right. Above a five and to about an eight and below the crazy line, this is your fun zone. You can hang out here and meet these girls and spend time with them. That's your fun zone. But keep in mind, when you're in the fun zone, you want to move out of the fun zone to a more permanent location. Okay. So that's the fun zone.
I don't know. I enjoyed the fun zone. How about you guys? Remember the fun you had all that time? The one or two times you had fun dating? Okay.
Above a five, hot, below an eight, hot, and below the crazy line. This means these are most of the time not crazy. Okay. Above the danger zone, above the crazy line, we have the danger zone. This is your redheads, your strippers, anyone named Tiffany. This is hairdressers.
I would add to this girl. Now, this is too long ago because these cars I don't think are being made anymore. Any girl who drove a Chevy Cavalier or a Pontiac Sunfire. You guys remember the Pontiac Sunfire? Those are largely cosmetologists. Those are largely that's what you. But, okay. Strippers, redheads. It's funny because there's an element of truth, a hair.
Where your car gets keyed, you get a bunny in the pot. Your tires get slashed, right, and you wind up in jail.
Okay.
Now that we have some of the chart filled in, we got a couple more pieces to put in. But at this point, understand something. This is not a static environment. This is a situation where you have got to use this matrix over time to develop some reliable data. It's like a dope chart, okay? Because at any moment in time, any woman that you have previously located on this chart can vanish from that location and appear anywhere else.
I forget. This is better than I remember. He's clever.
The chart. So what you have to do is over time, collect some data. And once you have a cluster of data points, you can begin to consider that reliable. Now,
cluster.
Moving on, you have
tight grouping. If there's a tight grouping,
have this zone here. This is below the crazy line, above an eight hot, but still, you know, about a seven crazy. This is your date zone. You can stay in the date zone indefinitely. These are women that you introduce to your friends and your family. They're good looking and they're reasonably not crazy most of the time. Okay. So this is, you can stay here indefinitely. Now, above an eight hot and between about a seven and a five crazy, this is your wife zone. Okay. When you meet this girl, you should consider a long-term relationship. This zone is not scaled to size.
He's not wrong on anything he said so far. And I know it's tongue in cheek, but it is so accurate. It is so accurate. Which is why all the guys are rolling around laughing. And then a girl trying to crazy matrix for guys. First woman too. Oh, not first human, huh? Oh, I guess so. Men got all that locked down too. Even the hot crazy matrix. First woman too. First hyphenated something too. Not just first human. Above the hard deck does not count. No prize for second place. Someone tell that. There's no prize for second place. So until like go do something originally, be the first human to do it. That's cool.
This is a representation and not an actual. If this is not a pie chart showing you how many of these people are out there, this is simply a representation of what you're after. You want to be five to seven crazy above an eight hot. That's your wife's zone. Okay.
All now, six of them.
Below a five crazy and above an eight hot. This is your unicorn zone. These things don't exist.
See, the girls are giggling.
If you find a unicorn, please capture it safely. Keep it alive. We'd like to study it and maybe look at how to replicate that. Okay. So I was explaining this to a guy one time, and he said, wait a minute. I met this girl, and she's like smoking hot. She's like at least a 9, and she's chill. She's totally
on
cool.
Drugs.
She's like not even a 3 crazy. I said, you're telling me you've met a girl, she's a 9 hot, and she's like a 2 or a 3 crazy. He said, yeah, man, I like her a lot. I said, you should be careful. That's a dude. You're talking to a tranny. So you got to be careful. Because
I was going to say drugs. I knew a guy one time, and he had his several years of his life ruined by a girl. This is more real than you think, where she was gorgeous, but she was totally chill and relaxed. And she was on whatever drugs make you chill and relaxed. Not marijuana, Chad. Don't Vlad Elkins. I know. I got to join you and Atham. But she was on a prescription drug that just doped her up. He thought she was really cool. Then she went off of it. Woo! Look out! Woo-hoo! I would call that the drug zone.
Down here, below a 4 crazy and above an 8 hot, you're probably talking to a dude.
That is Steve.
That is the universal hot crazy matrix.
All right, Dana, that was pretty good. Now, let me ask you, like, for the women watching.
Do I have to watch
this? Is there a male version of that? I mean, would it also be?
Oh, yeah, it's a little simpler.
If a dude is super hot, okay.
Yeah, it's a little simpler, but we can do it real quick. It doesn't take very long at all. For women, this is your matrix. You got your cute axis, and you got your money axis.
How'd I know?
Okay. And if you have, there's only 3 sections. Women have a very large no-go zone. This is for dudes who are neither hot nor have a lot of money. You'll notice over here, this is the husband section. Once you cross a line and have sufficient amounts of money, it is no longer relevant how hot you are. And then women have a fun zone here where a dude is broke but hot. That is
like the guy who was
that right. Is the cute versus rich matrix for women's groups.
There you go. remember, your responsibility to be ready to date hot bitches never ends.
Jeez. Wow.
Here ended the lesson.
Oh, so there you are. There it is. Now, how do I stop sharing this? Stop sharing. Do I come back? Look at that. Look at that. How do we have 77 comments? How? We've all seen this before. Oh, look, it's all the usual suspects. Look at it. Look at it. If I had to form an army, it'd be all you guys. I don't know if we'd be a good or effective army, but we'd be, you got Jangle Geek, Dave 128. Let's see if anyone, Wiz Division Productions, the regular crew is here. Eagle Warrior Relative, MGTOW, Rubicon. Hey, yeah, of course. Doc, don't you have work? You've been in on everything guys do is nowhere near coolness of Cappy Stewart. Well, yeah, this is because I finally have a place that I could turn into a studio. It's dope. It's dope. I don't know if you guys can see any of the artwork. Maybe if I get out of the way, you can kind of see that. It's a lot of artwork that's been sitting in boxes that I'd never had the room to put up because I was in a small little one-bedroom apartment. now I got... And the blue light, I got that idea from Rollo. I was like, well, yeah, that's a nice little touch. Did you pick blue because Rollo? No, I didn't pick blue because Rollo had it. Blue is my favorite color. Guys are all chipper today, it seems. Sam Whiskey, $2. This is what happens when a CPA discovers Rollo. Oh, is that? Yeah, he was a CPA. He looked like a CPA. He looked like a CPA. AV, $5. Appreciate your contribution to mankind. Thanks, AV. I got nothing else to do. Nonstop Dre, speaking of the regulars, $2. Cappy's drug of choice, Wounded Dogs and Carlson. No, my drug of choice was Rumplements, obviously. And now my drug of choice is ice cream because old Captain's trying to go on the wagon again. And you go without booze for a while. You're like, yeah, I can see where people need this because like everything is like, everyone's like, oh, your senses get clear and you're awake to things. Like, yeah, my senses got clear and I'm awake to things. That's why I was drinking in the first place so that it wouldn't happen. It's like the sun, very bright. Like, people are more dumb than I thought they were. Why is everyone from Nebraska driving so slow? I hate this world. All right, that's it. I'll be doing more here later on tonight because I got a lot of requests to get through. I'll see you guys later.